KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, 77 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. A high of 97 with a heat index around 103. A heat advisory goes into effect for Cass and area counties to our northeast and south at 11 a.m., that is, until 9 p.m. And for the western southwest counties, that heat advisory is already in effect. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. A two-vehicle accident near Lewis Thursday afternoon resulted in three people being transported to the hospital. The collision happened near 570th and White Pole Road when one vehicle apparently pulled out in front of another at what was described as a blind intersection. After the vehicles collided, one of the vehicles struck a power pole, causing a power outage in Lewis. Both vehicles ended up in the ditch. The victims of the vehicles that hit the power pole were trapped for a time by the downed power lines. The injured were transported by medevac ambulance along with Griswold Fire and Rescue to the hospital. Their lives or injuries, that is, were said to be non-life-threatening. There were no names immediately released. High winds from a fast-moving storm front have knocked trees and limbs onto cars and houses and knocked out power to thousands of homes and businesses in several Iowa counties. Gusts of up to 80 miles per hour were reported Thursday, and winds nearing 60 miles per hour were recorded at the Des Moines International Airport. At least two semi-tractor trailers were tipped over on Interstate 80 near Walnut, and one on Interstate 35 near Bevington. No injuries were reported. At the Atlantic Municipal Airport Thursday, the automated weather system recorded a wind gust of 61 miles per hour just before 11 a.m. Numerous large trees were uprooted or had their limbs fall on property, including at least two vehicles. The Rolling Hills Bank sign on 7th Street was blown down and power was out to several areas of the town, with the west side having the longest outage while AMU crews worked to repair the downed power lines. In Anita, a tree fell on a house, but there were no injuries. 2 miles south of Messina, farm sheds were toppled and cornfields nearly flattened. Fontenelle and Greenfield reported damage in the form of fences down. A greenhouse was blown over near the Greenfield Shopco store. Heavy rain and hail was also reported in those areas as winds gust up to 70 miles per hour. A home was damaged 3 miles south of Greenfield. A machine shed was destroyed and a grain bin severely damaged, and multiple trees were down in that same area. Downtown Greenfield also saw some damage with a gas leak, possibly storm-related, having caused the evacuation and closing of the courthouse and neighboring businesses for a time. The radio tower at the Adair County Hospital was also blown down. Winds topping 60 miles per hour were reported in Stewart, Adair, Creston, Walnut, and Harlan, to name a few communities affected by the storm. Scattered power outages were reported as well across the listening area. Officials in Indianola say some trees posed a danger to cleanup efforts because they were touching downed power lines. Wind damage was also reported in Afton, Creston, and Greenfield, as mentioned. The fireworks tents and fireworks were destroyed in Winterset, and that same thing happened here in Atlantic at the Walmart parking lot where one of the vendors was set up. Atlantic City Clerk Barb Barrick said yesterday that city officials have heard some advertisements with regard to tree trimming services in the aftermath of Thursday's storm. The city reminds the public that any tree trimmers working in Atlantic need to have a permit. Questions about the permitting process can be directed to City Hall, as well as any questions pertaining to which businesses have those permits. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County, along with the Adams County K-9 unit and Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, executed a search warrant just before 1 a.m. today on the Westover residence at 2575 Elm Avenue. Deputies located and seized a substance believed to be methamphetamine, scales, plastic baggies, marijuana pipes, methamphetamine pipes, ammunition, offensive weapons, and prescription drugs. The case remains under investigations. No arrests were reported. And a traffic stop Wednesday evening on a vehicle near Highway 34 and Fig Avenue in Adams County resulted in the arrest of Emily Breffel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Breffel was taken into custody for OWI and possession of a controlled substance. The Adams County K-9 Braxo was deployed during that traffic stop. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report three recent arrests. Around 4:30 p.m. Thursday, 23-year-old Edward Izell Davis Jr. of Lenox was arrested on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $1,000. Thursday afternoon, 42-year-old Dawn Aileen Anderson of Red Oak was arrested by Montgomery County deputies for simple assault following a fight with another inmate at the Montgomery County Jail. Nelson was being held on an additional $300 bond on top of her original bond. And at around 5 p.m. Wednesday, 41-year-old Joseph Ryan Bredberg of Red Oak was arrested on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $10,000. And Red Oak police report 58-year-old Thomas Oscar Anderson of Red Oak was arrested Thursday for violating the terms of his protective order murder four times. Anderson was located in the 200 block of North Broadway Street. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. In our funeral announcements, Connie Collins, age 66 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Connie Collins will be today at 10 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alan Peterson, age 88, of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Alan Peterson will be today at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Dennis Kinkel, age 78, of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Dennis Kinkel will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Arthur Duff, age 92, of Denison, died Monday. Funeral services for Arthur Duff will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Catherine Gall, age 52, of Omaha, died Sunday. A memorial service for Catherine Gall will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. ...near Walnut, and one on Interstate 35 near Bevington. No injuries were reported.